today, I use the symbols and stories and other aspects of Christmas that we all know so well to be prompts and guides for me in this prayer. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you first of all for gifts and the prime gift of your Son, whom you sent to show your love to us. We thank you as well for the gift of people close to us to love. Help us share your gift of love to those who may feel friendless at this time. Wrapping is important. The baby Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes, and most gifts are wrapped in something. Remind us all that we are wrapped in your love and feel that closeness when we are struggling with the hard patches of life. Most of us still have our Christmas trees up. Trees themselves remind us of things growing tall and strong. Trees also have link and communicate through chemical means with other organisms. Thank you, Lord, for everything that grows, and especially the growth in our children and young people. May our faith also grow richer and deeper and more sensitive to the complexity in your world. And may we also grow in understanding and compassion. Stars are always a symbol for us of light in dark places. Stars in space speak to us of your infinite nature. May they remind us to think big and wide and not to be confined to our own small circle, but open up to big visions of what is possible when done in your name. The Star of Bethlehem led the wise men to your Son's birthplace. Thank you for all wise people who mentor us and nurture us. T.S. Eliot's wise men said, "A hard coming we had of it." So thank you for all those who genuinely seek after truth, sometimes at great cost, especially those willing to speak the truth even when it is hard. We also have the story of the angels singing to God and spreading good news and proclaiming peace. We thank you, Lord, for all the music and sounds of Christmas, and ask your blessing on all those who have spoken out repeatedly in recent weeks about the need for compassion, connectedness, and supporting each other, regardless of faith or cultural differences. Jewish leaders at their Festival of Light, Christian ministers of all kinds, and Muslim clerics such as the Imam of Brisbane, and ordinary people who have condemned hatred and the malicious violence of the Herods of this world. Joseph and Mary had to escape Herod's cruelty and became refugees in Egypt. This reminds us of those who have fled violence and come to this country to seek a new peaceful place. Bless them and help them to overcome trauma and keep them safe from despair and prejudice. Father, you have given us so many stories, the stories of the shepherds hurrying off to see what was proclaimed to them. We know at this time of year that in many unhappy circumstances, there are those first responders who go immediately when they are called, the lifesavers, the police, the fireys, and ordinary people who rush to help when they see a need. With the floods starting in North Queensland, there will be first responders even now on their way to help. Bless them in their work. Now, at the request of the moderator, we pray especially for Hummingbird House and all those affected by its longer than usual Christmas closure. May they find help and comfort through alternative sources. Also, we ask that the ongoing severe financial problems be solved and that Hummingbird House can continue to offer help to those families facing the heartbreak of a terminally ill child. We ask all those things in the name of the Holy Child, the name of Christ, and we now say his prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.